ever noticed how many unnecessary chemicals are in your cleaning products? When I started looking into what I was actually using around my home, I realized that my laundry detergent might just be the worst offender. So many popular brands are packed with harsh chemicals that can irritate your skin, mess up your hormones, and cause allergic reactions. So instead of continuing to use those dye-filled pods, I switched to Earth Breeze. Their detergent actually comes in sheets that are free from harsh chemicals like optical brighteners, dyes, parabens, phosphates, and preservatives. It also doesn't come in those plastic jugs. It's just a lightweight, pre-measured sheet that dissolves in the wash and gets the job done. And yes, your clothes still come out clean, fresh, and soft. I feel so much better knowing that I'm not exposing myself and my family to those unnecessary toxins. So if you're looking for a powerful clean without the harsh chemicals, try Earth Breeze. It's easy to switch, and if you're not completely satisfied, they have an amazing money-back guarantee. And right now, you can try Earth Breeze for up to 40% off plus 4 free gifts at earthbreeze.com/ATTWG. That's earthbreeze.com/ATTWG for 40% off plus 4 free gifts. Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took the True Age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age, and the results completely changed the way I think about my health. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. It's a big deal and it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of biological aging is in your hands. Yes, it's driven by things like lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means that you have a lot of control over it. The True Age test didn't give me just a number, which actually did line up pretty closely with my calendar age. It also showed me how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging, and it showed me where I need to improve. The test itself is super easy. It's just a little finger prick that you can do from home. It is fast and hassle-free. So if you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com and use ATTWG at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Even better, you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code ATTWG. We've been advertising Mood for a while. They've been really good to us. And after trying some of their gummies, it is wild how different each one feels. Those sleepy time gummies will knock you out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. They've got immune support, menopause relief, PMS, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and all of them use federally legal cannabis. And it's all grown on small family-owned American farms, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. And best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ATTWG. So head to mood.com and remember, use promo code ATTWG at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is August 24th. On this day in 1951, 10-year-old Beverly Rose Potts vanished without a trace after a neighborhood park event. Her disappearance set off the largest manhunt in Cleveland's history, and to this day, it remains one of the most haunting cold cases in America. Today, we're talking about the disappearance of Beverly Potts. Let's get started. On August 24th, 1951 was a warm Friday in Cleveland, Ohio. That evening, the Potts family home on Lynette Avenue was full of the ordinary rhythm of life. Beverly, the youngest of two daughters, had just finished helping her mother with the dinner dishes. For her efforts, she earned a nickel, something small to tuck away in her savings. That night, Halloran Park was hosting Show Wagon, a traveling program that brought singers, dancers, and acrobats to neighborhood parks throughout Cleveland. It was the highlight of the summer for kids. It was a chance to stay out late and soak up one more night of summer before the school year began. Beverly's parents let her go with her best friend, Patricia Patsy Swing. The girls pedaled over on their bicycles, leaving them near the entrance before pushing close to the flatbed truck stage to watch. It was a beautiful evening, the kind where the air felt alive with laughter, popcorn, and applause. Around 8:45, Patsy's curfew came. She had promised that she'd be home before dark. She said goodbye, leaving Beverly behind, who was still entranced by the dancers. Patsy later remembered Beverly standing next to an older, heavyset woman with her hand on Beverly's shoulder. Possibly another parent, but that would be the last time that Patsy ever saw her friend. Other children claimed to see Beverly heading northeast across the park toward home, her distinctive duck-like walk making her easy to recognize. One boy, Fred Krause, even honked his bike horn as he passed her. But there were darker accounts, too. Several people remembered a battered 1930s Dodge coupe, its muffler hissing, parked nearby with two young men inside. A girl who looked like Beverly was seen talking to them. Later that night, another witness reported seeing a different car speeding down Baltic Avenue with a girl in the back seat screaming, "I want to get out." The Potts family, of course, didn't know any of this at the time, so at first, they weren't alarmed. After all, the performance was supposed to last until about 9:30. But by 10 p.m., Beverly's parents started to worry. When they called the Swing house and learned that Patsy had been home for over an hour, the fear turned into panic. Beverly's bike was where she had left it, and all of her money was in her piggy bank. She hadn't run away. She had vanished. At 10:57 p.m., the Potts family called the police. Within an hour, officers were at the house. By the next morning, Cleveland's largest manhunt to date was underway. More than 1,000 volunteers scoured fields, alleys, abandoned houses, and even the shores of Lake Erie. Civil Air Patrol planes flew overhead, and officers with bloodhounds searched vacant lots and creeks, but no trace of Beverly was found. The Potts home was also carefully investigated, and the family was ruled out pretty quickly. Neighbors described them as loving and stable, and polygraphs backed them up. Beverly's disappearance was not a runaway case, nor was it a family matter. Someone had taken her. Newspapers plastered her picture everywhere. She was described as a shy little girl with light brown hair, blue eyes, and a quiet demeanor. She had been wearing blue jeans with a side zipper, a navy blue jacket, and Carrie Brooks shoes. The entire city seemed to be looking for her. Cleveland was on edge. Despite the intensity of the search, suspects came and went without resolution. One of the first was William Ross Slates, a 25-year-old ex-serviceman who lived near Halloran Park. He had a troubling history of inappropriate behavior with children. The day after Beverly vanished, he abruptly boarded up his house and skipped town. He later failed a polygraph test, but was released after his girlfriend gave him an alibi. And without physical evidence, the case against him fell apart. In November 1951, a con man named Frank Dale Davis tried to extort money from the Potts family, pretending that he was holding Beverly captive. Police set up a sting and arrested him. He was convicted of extortion, but he had no actual connection to Beverly's disappearance. Decades later, investigators looked closely at William Henry Hammond, a carnival worker who had been linked to other child abductions across the Midwest. While jailed in 1988, Redmond was questioned about Beverly, but refused to talk. Again, there was just no hard evidence to tie him to the case. Other leads turned out to be cruel hoaxes. Anonymous letters, false confessions, and rumors of bodies hidden in vacant lots. Police created more than 2,800 files, but every trail went cold. In the years after Beverly vanished, grief remade the Potts family. Her mother, Elizabeth Potts, died of liver disease on May 11, 1956, at just 56 years old. Beverly's father, Robert Potts, told reporters that his wife's health had been, quote, going downhill ever since Beverly disappeared, end quote. Robert continued to live at the Lynette Avenue house for years before he died of heart failure in 1970. Beverly's sister, Anita, left Cleveland in 1952 to join the U.S. Foreign Service and returned home only once. In 1991, she placed a memorial stone beside their parents' graves that reads, "In memory of Beverly Rose Potts." She said that if Beverly's remains are ever found, she wanted her to be laid to rest there with their parents. Anita passed away in 2006. She rarely spoke publicly about her sister, but she always hoped for answers. Her daughter later said that the loss, quote, absolutely affected her parenting, end quote, and that it was often too difficult for Anita to speak about Beverly. The case itself refused to fade. On its 50th anniversary in 2001, Cleveland media revisited a series of letters that were first mailed in 2000 to the Plain Dealer by an elderly man claiming responsibility for Beverly's abduction and murder. He even promised to surrender at Halloran Park on the anniversary of her disappearance. He never appeared, later writing that he'd entered a nursing home. Police ultimately deemed the letters to be a hoax. 7 decades on, Beverly Potts remains one of Cleveland's most infamous cold cases. It's a mystery that once launched the city's largest manhunt and still inspires memorial coverage and appeals for information. A $15,000 reward remains posted, and investigators continue to seek credible leads. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found Beverly's story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.